Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. News and stuff. Right after this. Well, it was a battle yesterday. You ever have one of those days? I continue to say the more that you decide you're going to serve God and battle the enemy, Satan and his demons, more trouble you're going to have. Yesterday, all kinds of strange things happening in the church, from my message being interrupted right in the middle by someone asking the strangest question. I mean, these things happen. And then it was just one of those days that I continue to say, if things are running smooth for you, look out, my friend, something is out of whack. All excited about this Thursday, flying out to Wichita, Kansas, Sunrise Christian Academy, Rob Lindstedt and the team out there. And we know that there are several folks who, as a result of our ministry last year, are now into spiritual warfare and counseling ministry, which just excites the fire out of this preacher. Talking to Dr. Copley, we're almost through with our syllabus. That's going to be coming up as we do one-day seminars across the country, giving you instruction on spiritual warfare. And then in June, we're going to be in Cincinnati, Ohio, and we're going to talk about the attack of the devil and Mysteries of the Bible Verse, Micah Van Hus, and a bunch of other speakers on all kinds of topics, from UFOs to giants to, did dinosaurs roam during Noah's time? All kinds of good things coming up. Continue to pray for Greg Patton Ministries and certainly for Hello World coming your way every day at this time. You know it's true. I love you. What in the world is going on? Tornadoes continue to make the news, and they're slamming the Midwest big time. At least 4 people dead in Oklahoma after tornadoes struck several towns in the southern part of that state on Saturday night, leveling neighborhoods and causing widespread damage. In one instance, the entire town wiped out. Just hard to imagine. There 1 minute, gone the next. On Friday, Nebraska and Iowa reported 78, count them, 78 tornadoes close to the metro areas of Omaha, Lincoln, and Des Moines, including a twister caught in high-definition video that many have watched. It's virtually unheard of to have 2 consecutive days of tornado outbreaks from 2 separate storms, highlighting the mercurial spring weather in the Midwest. That, according to the Washington Post. Maybe we should talk about it. That's got to be what they're saying at the White House. The Biden administration's silent today on whether students carrying out those anti-Israel protests spiraling on college campuses coast to coast will be barred from student loan forgiveness programs that have canceled billions of dollars in debt under the 46th president. The 46th fake president here. We say justice, you say how. Burn Tel Aviv to the ground, protesters chanted at Columbia University. Hamas, we love you. Are these people demonized? Are they insane? Have they graduated to Moronville for life? We support your rockets. What on earth? Colleges all over this country, including some of the nation's most elite, Harvard, Yale, Penn, Berkeley, others, have seen these protests go on and on. Students demanding their schools completely divest from Israel as the death toll in Gaza increases. One of the men in our church yesterday talked about seeing an interview Friday night about, their kids protesting. I say kids, young people under 30. They asked the one, why are you here? We're here to support the cause. And the reporter asked, well, what is the cause? Of which the young girl looked dumbfounded and turned to her friend and said, what is the cause? Why are we here? The friend did not know. Just shows you how demonic and absolutely insane this whole thing is. Where is my gun? One of the questions coming up this Monday, as Israel's relationship with this country or with the Biden administration specifically continues to fall apart from brittle to disastrous, reports have now emerged that the American superpower is behind moves encouraging the International Criminal Court, or the ICC, as it's better known, to issue arrest warrants against Israeli leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. According to British author and journalist Douglas Murray, who has spent much of the last few months since October the 7th in Israel covering that war, and fellow Brit Karim Khan is gearing up to bring a war crimes case against Israel. Specifically, Khan wants to bring individual cases against Netanyahu, Israeli Defense Minister Gallant, and the head of the Israeli army, most likely the chief of general staff. This follows a claim that the U.S. Israel journalist Carolyn Glick posted on, well, April the 24th on X. Israel's senior officials may immediately be subjected to arrest warrants from the International Criminal Court. What a bunch of, well, you know. So what do you think? The electric vehicle craze. Is it a mistake? According to Experian data, as of the third quarter of 2023, only 1% of all registered vehicles in this country are electric. Former Big Three automotive executive Bob Lutz explained why the EV push isn't resonating with people today and suppliers. The idea of EVs, gradually, adoption over time with even longer battery range, ever quicker recharge times, so that over the next couple of decades, EVs take a bigger and bigger slice of the pie in the automotive industry. Now, that's fine, he said. But trying to get everything done overnight is a colossal mistake, and it's just not going to work. It could be the Edsel of today. Keeping in mind that the EV debate has become a politically charged subject now, Mr. Lutz argued that legitimate pros exist in terms of driving an electric vehicle, but there seems to be more cons out there today. Really? Okay, it's question and answer time here. Gonna be hard to even get through this story. The fake president, Joe Biden, has made the record books again, but probably not for the reason that he had hoped for. The New York Post reported over the weekend that this president is the least popular leader in this country in the last 70 years, now falling below Jimmy Carter and Richard Nixon. Tell us something that we don't already know. The recent poll could spell the end for the commander-in-chief. The Gallup poll mentioned that Biden, who is 81 years old, has a staggering 38% job approval rating for the first quarter of this year. Biden currently sits 3 points lower than the one term George H.W. Bush had at the same point in his presidency. The pollsters said that with about 6 months to go before Election Day, Biden stands in a weaker position than any prior incumbent president. Biden's approval ratings run counter to Trump's approval rating at this point in his presidency. Trump was at 46.8 at this time. Gallup said this: Jimmy Carter is the only other president with a sub 50% average in the 13th quarter. Three of the four prior presidents who had 13th quarter approval averages below 50% lost. Obama, he was the exception. Four of the six presidents who were reelected, Nixon, Reagan, Clinton, and Bush, averaged between 51 and 55 during their 13th quarter. And another one, Dwight D. Eisenhower, had the highest average for a president at this stage in his presidency at nearly 74%. So I guess it's not news. You already knew it. We have a terrible president. In health news, here is something you probably know already. Cancer. Most serious cancers today. The top two? Well, for women, it is breast cancer. And for men, prostate cancer. Those are the two biggest in the world today. Only yesterday in our service, one of our men shared at the end that he's been diagnosed with prostate cancer. High percentage of people get cancer. So, do you like horse racing? This Saturday is the biggie. it's not just any derby. It's the 150th running of the longest running continuously held annual sporting event in the United States. Fierceness, that's the horse's name, 5-2 favorite in the first leg of the horse's Triple Crown. Did you know Churchill Downs is a publicly traded company, and last Thursday its stock had its best day in 6 months after posting record revenues and profits. Yep, Kentucky Derby this Saturday. What else? Wednesday. May is here. Donald Trump got a campaign in Michigan and Wisconsin on Wednesday, the day off from his ongoing hush money. Oh, that's Berkshire Hathaway's annual shareholders meeting going to take place in Omaha on Saturday. For those of us familiar with football and the former Colt, Peyton Manning. Yeah, he yelled that out a lot, Omaha. Doesn't mean anything. Just thought I'd throw that in there. In business news, it has to do with footwear. Sometimes watching on television these guys dressed in their three-piece suits, and then they have on gym shoes or loafers or whatever, sneakers, whatever they're called. There's a new contender out there now combining the whole thing. The New Balance 1906L. Is it a sneaker? Is it a loafer? This hybrid shoes laughs at the face of fashion. It's called the Snofer. Going to be available in August. Recently joined the club of odd-looking shoes. It's, well, who knows in America anymore? Yeah, it's a combination of a loafer and a sneaker. It dares to be worn with a suit, and you can, well, use it at weddings, into the office party. I don't know. How about this one? A 101-year-old woman keeps getting mistaken for a baby because of an airline's booking system. The problem occurs when American Airlines system apparently cannot compute that Patricia, who didn't want her name, surname to be shared, was born in 1922 rather than 2022. The latest, BBC witnessed the mix-up, which she and the cabin crews were able to laugh off. It was funny that they thought that I was only a baby, a child, when I'm really an old lady. But she says it has caused her several problems. Okay. So what do you think about the new spiritual group out there? I use that term lightly. Spiritual, but not religious. Young people today are done with church, don't want to go there, don't believe they have to go there. They're spiritual, but they're not religious. They're also into yoga and all kinds of demonic things, so that ought to tell you something. And finally, there's probably something to this. For the first time in our history, you can simply post, "He is an idiot," and 90% of the world will know who you're talking about. Remember, the sun is always shining in the heart of the Christian. Where is my Bible? Life 101, right after this important message. Coming to a location near you, something to pray about this summer, this fall. The Spiritual Warfare Seminar, a one-day event on a Saturday in your location. Oh, going to be a great time as we teach you, Dr. Copley and myself teach you on spiritual warfare. 80 years experience. We got a few things going and the Word of God to stand on and share with you how you can have victory and not be the victim in things going on in the world today. And it's getting a little bit worse every day. By the way, have you got the new 36-part TV series yet? SWRC.com, 1-800-652-1144. Oh, the book, Invisible, WarOnTheSaints.com. And let us thank you in advance. Well, I wanted to share something today that came about as a result of reading our church bulletin yesterday. And this could possibly be your church bulletin. Just on the prayer request, and there are extensive things here, but this one really made me think yesterday. Please pray for those in our church and family members who are suffering from chronic illness, health issues, addictions, depression, anxiety, loneliness, financial difficulties, confusion, oppression from Satan and his demons, please pray that all will draw closer to the Lord Jesus and seek his will for their lives. And this is pretty typical for the average church, isn't it? Are you discouraged today? I got discouraged just reading the prayer bulletin there. You know, the word discouragement comes from the root word courage. The prefix dis just means the opposite of, so discouragement is the opposite of courage. When you're discouraged, you lose motivation to press forward. I was thinking of a rock song of days gone by, Dick and Dee Dee. The mountain's high, the valley's too steep, the battle's too fierce, we lose the courage to continue on in life. I mean, this is true whether you're a Christian or not a Christian. In many places throughout the Word of God, he commands his people to take courage. Read Psalm 27:14, Psalm 31:24, 2 Chronicles 32:7, Deuteronomy 31:6. You know, when God selected Joshua to replace Moses as the leader of the Israelites, some of the first words to Joshua were, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Don't be afraid. Don't be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Joshua 1:9. The Lord based this command upon his previous promise to Joshua in verse 6. "As I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you." True for you today, Christian. The Lord knew Joshua was going to face some big battles. He did not want his servant to become discouraged. The key to overcoming discouragement is to remember the promises of God and apply them to your life. When you know the Lord, you can stand upon the promises that he's given to his people in his word. Whether or not we see the fulfillment of those promises in this lifetime, his promises are true, they stand. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 13, 14, 15, and here's 16. "This knowledge kept the Apostle Paul pressing on, going forward, preaching the gospel, eventually ending up in a Roman jail where he lost his life. From prison, he wrote, "I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Philippians 3:14. He could press on through those persecutions and rejections and beatings and being discouraged because his eyes were on the ultimate prize. Hearing the words, "Well done," from the Lord his Savior. Matthew 25:23. Revelation 22:12. I know it's easy to become discouraged when you seek reward or affirmation from those people around you. "Good service, Pastor. Great message, Pastor." Little pat on the back, handshake, hug. That's my peers. Hey, if our service or obedience is based upon some immediate gratification, you could really be setting yourself up for major discouragement. Jesus doesn't always take the easy path. And he warned his followers to consider that. Consider that whole thing before you ever get started. Luke chapter 14, there at verse 25. "When we have already counted the cost of discipleship, then you have strength, more strength, and they are coming. We're not so easily discouraged when things don't go our way because we know that what? The battle, of course, is the Lord's." 1 Samuel 17, verse 47. Discouragement? It can be a warning light suggesting to us that we somehow have lost our primary focus. We're looking over there to the devil and his demons and not focusing on Jesus Christ. When we feel discouraged, it helps to just get along with God. Maybe you need to do that today and allow him to examine your heart and your motives. Psalm 139:23-24, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. See if there be any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting." You ought to pray that a few times a day. You know, often we find out that it's the sin or the demon of pride and greed and covetousness that's feeding our discouragement. A sense of entitlement somehow worms its way into our lives, our hearts, and highlight the discrepancy between what we have and what we believe that somehow we are owed as Christians. You know, when we recognize that attitude is sin, you can repent, ask God to forgive you of that sin, you humble yourself, and let the Holy Spirit somehow readjust, refocus, get your gyroscope straight there for those expectations in life. Get real, I guess that's what we're saying today. When we use discouragement as a reminder that our priorities have become somewhat messed up, the feeling of discouragement can become an actual very good tool to make us more like Jesus Christ, Romans 8:29. The psalmist was no stranger to discouragement. His response was to remember God and to trust the promises of the Word of God. Why, my soul, are you downcast? That's a good question. Hey, why are you so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise Him, my Savior and my God. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you. That's the 42nd Psalm, verse 5 and 6. Hey, the Christian life isn't easy. But as children of God, you have special help for both good days and bad days. What is it today? 2 Corinthians 1:3, we're reminded of this. Father of mercies and God of all comfort. Not some comfort, all comfort. Remember the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ whenever your heart needs uplifting. Maybe today is that day. Maybe this is why I'm telling you this. You need to know, at some point, beloved, discouragement comes to every one of us through bad news, worldly sorrows, distressing circumstances, just like I read from the bulletin yesterday. In those moments, we can convince ourselves that we'll be undone by all this stuff. We want to quit. We don't even want to get to the other side. I'm done. Or we can choose to lean on our kind and patient and loving Heavenly Father, who sees our struggle, knows all about it. He will never leave us to cope with this thing on our own. Instead, He's there today. He comforts you and strengthens you through the Holy Spirit of God. When I need encouragement, and oh, pastors, you can identify with this. You need it all the time. One of those favorite Bible passages, Romans 15:4-5, for whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, the Bible, we might have, there it is, operative word, hope. Now may the God who gives perseverance and encouragement grant you to be of the same mind with one another according to Christ Jesus. So let me end with this. Perseverance is the determination to keep going and not give up no matter what. If you look carefully at verse 5, what do you see? It's God Himself who gives you that determination. Doesn't that give you great hope today? It should, my Christian friend. And of course, if you haven't done it yet, today would be a great day to trust Christ as Savior. And finally, a couple of wildlife stories. This woman said that she was walking on a Jamaica beach and enjoying the beauty of the water, etc., when all of a sudden she screamed out and said, "Hey, there are fish in here." Yeah. Hello. And then a woman called the Colorado State Division of Wildlife regarding a snake she found in the backyard. "Hey, could you tell me what kind of a snake this is?" she asked him. "Well, can you describe it, ma'am?" "Yes," she said. "It is long and thin." Where is my... you've been listening to Hello World, I think. I'm Greg Patton. News, information, and comment. Have you joined me on Facebook yet? Please do. Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. How'd I say for a Monday? That's the way it is. Yeah, Monday, April the 29th, 2024. I am Greg Patton. God bless you. Thank you. We are honored that you would give us a part of your day. God bless.